Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi, friends. I'm Marie. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review it all together.
That's right. So what happened this week? It was Father's Day, and many people in Asia will celebrate it. Did you do something special with your dad?
And we also learned about road trips, too. That was my favorite. Well, let's start by reviewing our lessons. Here we go.
Hi, Alex. What are you doing?
I'm sending my dad a card.
Is today his birthday?
No, today is Father's Day.
No, it's not. Father's Day was in June.
Well, in Taiwan, we celebrate Father's Day today.
Why?
Well, Ba is the Chinese word for 8. So August 8th is Ba Ba. That is also the word for father in Chinese.
What are you thinking about, Alex?
I'm thinking about my family. Today is Father's Day in Taiwan.
Tell me about your family.
Well, I have a mother and a father. I also have an older brother and a younger sister.
Are they all in Taiwan?
Yes, they are. I miss them.
Rob, do you celebrate Father's Day twice?
What do you mean?
Well, American Father's Day is the second Sunday in June. Father's Day in Taiwan is today.
My family celebrates American Father's Day, but my siblings and I can also call my dad today.
How many siblings do you have?
3. I have 2 sisters and a brother.
Hi, Alex. Why are you smiling?
I'm looking at a funny picture on my phone.
What's the picture of?
My parents and some of my relatives. They took my dad out for dinner on Father's Day. Everyone was wearing a funny hat.
That's fun. I like to get together with my family. We always have a good time when we get together.
So, Rob, did your dad have a nice Father's Day yesterday?
I think so. My siblings and I all called him, and my aunts, uncles, and cousins went to my parents' house to visit.
That's good. My family also likes to get together on holidays. We usually meet at my grandparents' house.
Your dad's parents or your mom's?
My dad's. Their house is bigger.
Oh, I got good news today.
What's that?
One of my sisters is getting married.
That's great. When?
They're not sure yet, but probably sometime next year.
And you'll go to the wedding?
Yes. I want to get to know my sister's fiancé.
That's good. He's part of your family now. And your sister is part of his.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Alex. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm fishing.
Who are you going with?
I don't know yet. You can come with me.
No, thank you. Fishing is boring.
That's okay. It isn't for everyone.
Maybe Rob likes fishing. You can ask him.
Sorry, Alex. I can't fish with you on Saturday. I'm visiting friends.
Never mind. You can come next time.
Where are you fishing?
at the fishing pond in St. Owen's Park.
Don't fish there. Go to Old Mill River.
Oh, is the fishing there good?
Yes, and it's a beautiful place.
Ben, do you like fishing?
Yes, my dad and I sometimes fish together.
I'm going fishing on Saturday. You can join me.
Really? Thanks. Where are we going?
We're going to Old Mill River.
That place is perfect for fishing. Good choice.
It was Rob's idea. He likes Old Mill River a lot. Well, it is really nice here, Ben.
Although I agree, the sun is very hot today.
Yeah, I'm sweating, and I'm just sitting here.
Drink some water.
I am. Don't worry, I'm drinking a lot of water.
We should both rest in the shade for a while.
Good. And we can leave our fishing rods here.
Ah, this is a great fishing trip, Alex.
Yes, the weather is perfect, and the river is calm.
And I already caught a fish.
We need to put that fish in some ice. It already smells.
Yes, you're right. I will buy some on my way home.
Good idea. But for now, let's keep it cool in the river.
How was your fishing trip, Ben?
It was great, Susie.
How many fish did you catch?
I caught 2 fish, and Alex caught 1 really big one.
Great. Did you eat the fish?
Yes, we cooked them for dinner on Saturday.
Yum! You're making me hungry. I love fish.
Then you should come next time.
Hold on, one moment. Almost done. There. Hi everyone, I'm Peter, and this is eReport. Today we are learning about Chinese calligraphy. I'm practicing writing my name in Chinese. See? Isn't it good? No? Well, okay, writing Chinese is not easy. Calligraphy takes many, many hours to learn how to do it well. And today we have a master to help us learn how to do it the right way. Let's learn together. I thought this was pretty good.
Calligraphy is art. When a person writes calligraphy well, it is really beautiful. Calligraphy forms beautiful symbols and handwritten letters. So many languages have calligraphy. Any language can be written in calligraphy, but Chinese calligraphy is one of the most special forms. It takes a lot of practice and a lot of patience to write calligraphy well.
We are going to learn this word. Okay, Master Yang, let's get started.
好，那首先我们先学拿笔。
好，拿笔。
People will take lessons to learn this special skill. During the lessons, they learned how to hold a calligraphy brush and how to make different strokes to create Chinese characters. A good calligrapher can do amazing writing.
Okay. So this is the last stroke in my last name in Chinese. Ready? All right. So you go down straight.
好，要提起来，
then stop,
下来，
go down,
把动补起来。Okay,
finish. Okay, I think this is much better than my first painting. There are four different things a person needs to do Chinese calligraphy. A brush, some paper, some ink, and an ink stone. These four things are the four treasures of Chinese calligraphy. Now, there are different kinds of brushes that use different kinds of hair from different animals. But there is one kind of brush that is extra special. Do you know what it is? It uses hair from a baby. That's right. A real human baby. Why on earth would anyone want to use hair from a baby for a calligraphy brush? No one is really sure where the tradition of baby hair brushes comes from. But there is a story about a young man who lived hundreds of years ago in China. His family was too poor to buy an inkbrush before he went to the capital to take an important test. So, his mother used some of this man's baby hair that she saved from when he was born to make a brush for him. When the man did really well on his test, people started to believe the baby hair brush was a symbol of good luck. Soon, the baby hair brush tradition became more and more popular. Today, people in Asia still have brushes made from their baby's hair. The brush becomes a special treasure that the family values for a lifetime. To make the brush, a family will shave a baby's head when he or she is about 1 month old. Then, they will take a lock of the baby's hair to a shop and ask them to make the hair into a brush. Making a brush by hand is not a simple process. It takes more than 80 steps for one brush to be made. Whew! That's why these brushes are very valuable and people think they are so special. You know, I've been thinking, what if I make a brush with my own hair and give it to Marie as a gift? Do you think she'll like it? No, huh? Well, maybe I can get her one of the brushes here. Well, friends, it's been fun to learn calligraphy with you today, and thank you for joining us for today's e-report. We'll see you again next time. That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review a couple of questions.
All right. I am ready for the questions, Peter.
All right. Well, who sends a card to his father?
Was it you?
No.
Peter, you should send a card to your dad, though.
Marie, it's Father's Day in Taiwan, not America.
Oh, that's right. Oh, it was Alex.
Oh, that's right. Very, very good. Well, we learned about fishing this week. Do you want to go fishing, Marie?
That's the question. You know the answer to that one, Peter.
Yes, please answer.
Well, not really. It's just not for everyone. But I would like to go outside and enjoy the weather.
Okay, that's a good answer. Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed the review, but let's take a short break. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to the show. So, which was your favorite lesson this week?
Father's Day. I liked how I learned that Father's Day is celebrated on different days in different countries.
Yeah, I loved talking about fishing, of course, but I really enjoyed going on the e-report and learning about calligraphy.
You did have a good time on the e-report. All right, friends, now it's time to watch our features from this week. This will be fun.
Each day, I usually take the bus, but traffic is so bad today, and I am in a rush. Taxi on the MRT, I wanna watch the best for me. Taxi on the MRT. Taxi on the MRT, I wanna watch the best for me. Taxi on the MRT.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about fishing. Please help me welcome Mr. Sal Mann to the show. Hello, Sal. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Rob. It's great to be here.
Sal, I have a question today about fishing. Can you help us answer it?
I can try.
Great. Today's question comes from Evangeline Harcourt of New Hope, Maryland. Evangeline writes, "My dad loves to fish. He often takes me fishing, and I love it too. My question is, some people call my dad a fisherman. Other people call him a fisher. Which is right?"
That's a great question, Evangeline. I am glad you love fishing. Fishing is a great sport. I enjoy it a lot.
Fishing is a lot of fun. But what about Evangeline's question, Sal? Is someone who fishes called a fisherman or a fisher?
They're called fishermen.
Okay.
And they are called fishers, too.
Wait, so both are right?
That's right. A person who fishes can be called a fisherman or a fisher.
Can these words be used for both men and women?
Yes. Men and women can both be fishers or fishermen.
That's really interesting.
There are many kinds of fishermen. Some fishermen fish for fun. Others are professionals. They fish for work.
Wow. Thanks for sharing this information with us, Sal. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Cindy?
Oh, hi, Tony.
Cindy, what's wrong?
It's my boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want to be my boyfriend anymore.
Really?
Yes. What's wrong with me, Tony?
Well, I don't know, but I do know that it's better to talk to me.
It is?
What I mean is, friends are better if, but when they're talking. Oh, I need Super Sentence Man.
And Super Sentence Man is never too far away. You need today's Super Sentence. A good something can do something. Like this. A good friend can help you feel better.
A good friend can help you feel better. Thanks, Super Sentence Man.
No problem. But before I leave, I want to hear you use today's Super Sentence in another way.
Ah, a good game can help students enjoy learning.
A good game can help students enjoy learning. Great job. What about you, Cindy? I'm sure if you use today's Super Sentence, it might make you feel better.
I'll try. A good boyfriend can make you happy.
A good boyfriend can make you happy. Is that always true?
I think so.
Well, it certainly was a super sentence. Friends, a good class every day can make your English better, and a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Cindy, a good friend can help you feel better.
Maybe you're right.
Wait, where are you going?
To find a good friend to talk to. Bye.
Those features are great. It is a fun way to learn English, and we can always practice here together.
Yes, and we always enjoy answering questions with you. You can always come back on Saturday to review lessons with us, and you can watch those conversations again.
You did a great job today, and we'll see you again on Monday for another new show, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Bye.